Israel's military says it is removing thousands of soldiers from Gaza, so the first major drawdown of troops from Gaza in the war. And on the home front, Israel's right-wing government has suffered a blow. The Supreme Court has struck down a contentious law aimed at weakening the country's judiciary. Well, this New Year's news comes with no pause in the fighting in Gaza, as you are about to hear in this voice message. We received it today from Marianne Saba. She's 23 years old. She has been sheltering at a church in Gaza City for more than 80 days straight.
It's really dangerous to go outside. We try not to leave at all. But me and my husband, we left once. It was yesterday. We went out because we were desperate to know what... Okay.
More bombardment there. Well, Marianne Saba is among the 85% of Gaza's population. That is nearly 2 million Palestinians who are now displaced inside Gaza. The Israeli bombardment has made it impossible for them to leave. Let's turn now to NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Hey there.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So intense fighting, as we just heard, quite dramatically there, and yet Israel is sending thousands of troops home. Why?
Well, I spoke with an Israeli defense official about this, and he said Israel believes that it has achieved some military gains. Israel has achieved operational control of nearly all of northern Gaza, talking about thousands of Hamas fighters killed. There's fighting happening now in fewer areas of Gaza, focused mostly on Khan Yunis, which is Gaza's second largest city further south in the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
But also the U.S. had been calling on Israel to scale down the bombardment in Gaza. There is anger in the U.S. and worldwide about the death toll in Gaza, which is now close to 22,000 people, according to health officials there. But this war has also been hard on Israeli society, especially. You hear this growing discontent in the public about where the war is headed. A very high number of soldiers killed and wounded every day, and no decisive victory over Hamas.
Just to be clear, this troop drawdown, does that mean in any way, any indication that Israel is wrapping up the war?
No, the army has said very clearly these soldiers need to be back home with their families and back at their jobs because the economy is lagging with so many people called up to war. But they have said that soldiers should be prepared for training and to rest up and to be prepared for the war to continue through potentially all of 2024. And also for potential deployment, not only in Gaza, but on Israel's border with Lebanon. Even every day this past week, there's been cross-border fire with Hezbollah militants there. And, you know, Hezbollah is a much heavier armed group than Hamas is, a much more formidable enemy for Israel. So there's potential of conflict expanding there and even elsewhere, as we've seen Houthi rebels fire toward Israel.
While I've got you, Daniel, I want to quickly ask about that other news that I mentioned. Israel's Supreme Court striking down the law that was trying to change the balance of power in the country. How's that all playing out?
Yeah, this was the landmark piece of legislation that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had advanced. It drew these massive protests, as you probably remember, for months against the law.
Yeah.
Security officials had even warned that Israel's enemies could see it as an opportunity to attack. And of course, Hamas did on October 7th. And now the court has struck down this law, and it's a victory for the Israeli movement, which saw that law as a blow to Israel's democracy. But now it opens this Pandora's box because Netanyahu's party has said that this ruling is against the will of the people. It reignites this really bitter fight at a very fragile moment when the government is lagging in the approval ratings and trying to cling to power while it wages war.
NPR's Daniel Estrin in Tel Aviv. Sounds like things are not slowing down for you in the new year. Thanks for your reporting.
You're welcome.